Now it seems after 20 years, Hugh is moving out of his famous Playboy mansion, having grown weary of the endless nude photo sessions that are shot there. Because, you know, Hugh had no idea that sort of thing was going on when he bought the place.
Absolutely.
You know, there was no mention of that on the estate agent's sign out the front. You know, he didn't know that spectacular views meant 25 nude women tossing a beach ball around the back lawn. No, the ad in the paper didn't say, behind this charming facade is an elegant mansion boasting warmth, character and a small army of pneumatically breasted Amazons covered in baby oil. Well, actually it did, but he just assumed that was the agents talking the place up. You know how they do that? But anyway, his 1,800 square metre mansion is still used for photo sessions for the nude Playmate of the Month feature. Set a spokesman, imagine coming down to that every morning.
Yeah, well, it's true, Tone. You don't understand because you don't have to put up with it. Me and Hugh, we kind of do. And I know he comes down every morning. He comes into the kitchen. There'll be a nude woman there. He goes, oh. How are you? She goes, Miss June. He goes, God, is it tax time already? And off he goes. That's how matter-of-factly it is for him.
It's driving him mad. Like you see, he goes to the fridge for, say, a midnight snack, and there's just nude women in the kitchen pouring cartons of milk over each other. Goes into the lounge to read the paper, looking for a bit of quiet. Nude women writhing about with pythons on the, you know, leopard skin rug. Yep. Tries to go out for a drive. Nude women rolling around on the bonnet of his Ferrari while more nude women spray them with a garden hose. He can't get a thing done. He's at his wits' end.
It's not fair.
And his wife's jack of it too. She's a former Playmate of the Year herself who appears in the new issue of Playboy, but for a good cause, on behalf of her new passion, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And she's particularly opposed, it says here, to experiments on rabbits being conducted by cosmetic companies, which seems a bit ironic to me, because at least those bunnies are being squeezed into painfully tight costumes and forced to high heel around giving lap dances to piss blokes. But anyway, she and Hef have put the mansion on the market and attention buyers. Because you don't just get the mansion. Hef is also throwing in, listen to this, his cherished collection of art treasures and rare religious articles. And they mean a lot to him. He's always said he only bought the mansion for the articles.